chaos is everywhere.
Hey everybody, this is Jonathan Gilchrist. I'm just topping in here to tell you about the granddaddy of all our podcast, Chaos is Everywhere. Chaos is Everywhere is our longest running podcast at 100 episodes, where we watch anything and everything that strikes our fancy. So sit back with your friends, watch a movie or a TV show, and learn about all the weird trivia and production notes that went into making that TV show, and definitely get a few laughs. That's Chaos Everywhere, every other Wednesday. We'll see you soon, everybody. Hey, there you are.
Yo.
I don't know what the fuck is going on, because, like, you had trouble last time with the thing.
Same exact thing happened last week.
Yeah, and then as I was sitting here, I saw the same flash of light, even white, that, like, screwed up a recording last time. And I would say it's on me, but, like, I just recorded tonight with DJ Mattman and didn't have any of those issues. So I have no idea what's going on with our connection as far as, like, on my end or your end.
I don't know, man. I've literally done the same. I've been doing the same thing for a long time now.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's become tough to do.
Yeah. Like, no issues other than his cutting out because he was on Wi-Fi, but that's not unnormal. Everything else worked perfectly. I have no idea. Well, let's just hope that that's the end of our bullshit, and we'll start the thing. Hey, everybody, welcome to Chaos Final Frontier. I'm your host, Jonathan Gilchrist. That guy over there, he has to be awake because I'm awake. That's Mr. Artie Vice.
Yeah, get it, yawn.
And I don't say that because I just woke up from a nap. Now, we're on season 5, episode 14, in Purgatory Shadow, which is the episode where the producers describe as, let's tie up the loose ends and get ready for the Dominion War, basically, or propel us into the Dominion War. So I think it's the episode you've kind of been waiting for, so let's waste no more time. Are you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
All right, let's hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. Right off the bat, Derek Garth was a production hand that actually died in a car accident on his way to work when he was working on this episode. Ooh. So that's why it's in memory of him. Not a happy thing, but since I read it in the notes, I figured might as well give everybody a what's for. Oh, yes, can't wait for the shape-shifting. I mean, you could make a bed that would hold in your gelatinousness. Finding and making friends.
Yeah, you do. You explain everything.
Why waste time? I'm all half liquid now. Yeah. There'll be plenty of women.
Yeah, well, not the one he wants.
I'd be satisfied with being liquid on one person in particular.
Just hop on my gelatinous penis one time. That's all I'm asking.
Just once. Swear to God, I can make it worth your while.
I can literally make it into anything you want. Just come on.
Nope. Try courier code 59. Man, what the hell's wrong with Bajoran intelligence? It takes them forever to do anything. Who did you have on board that's an expert in Cardassian codes?
Who? No, I don't believe you. He's just
Oh,
a tailor.
yeah, he's just a simple tailor.
Yeah.
A 5-year-old planetary survey report, of course. I don't know if this is the last time, but this is a new actress playing Zial, so this is like the third actress to play the same character. Although,
Oh.
yeah. Honestly, I would never notice unless I had just read it, because they all do a good job of kind of being consistent.
Not gonna lie, I kind of just assumed it was some random Cardassian lady.
Oh, no, nope. She's the only other Cardassian slash Bajoran on the station. And her and Garak do have a thing that, if you remember back, because it's been a few episodes, I think it was last season even, where they kind of had a romantic thing start.
Isn't Garak and her dad like the same age?
Close, they knew each other and they hate
Yeah.
each other.
Yeah.
It's more about the fact that he's the only other Cardassian, so it's like
Right. But like
they
that's a
couldn't.
huge age difference.
Yeah. Where the fuck would I be going?
Ha. You can see right through your little scheme.
It took 5 years for him to see through his schemes.
Ha ha. Hey. Fuck you, Garrett. Fuck you, Garrett. Julian's just a doctor. Gonna die.
This episode came out on February 10th, 1997, and I think this might be the funniest time for you to ever say that Julian is just a doctor. So, like
Yeah,
two
because he's gonna
episodes,
do non-doctory stuff, probably. But I don't care, he's still a doctor in my eyes.
he's gonna do a lot of non-doctory stuff for sure.
Oh, he's gonna be killing people, raping, pillaging, all the fun
So
Viking stuff.
many non-doctory things.
Yep. Oh, I don't remember all you Cardassian children.
I mean, it's only fair. You did it to the Bajoran, so.
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes.
We. Oh, excuse me. Ba-ba-ba-ba.
And
Oh,
we're going to the
excuse me.
wormhole. Oh boy, here comes two. Well, I mean, you were talking, Garrick, so I just assumed that
Oh,
you're alive. Yeah, I've taught you far too much.
Got him.
That's true. He can survive anything.
Yeah.
That was really funny. Besides exile, I mean, we're real. Right.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, lie, right. All this makes perfect sense to me so far. You're much less fun than you used to be.
Ha ha.
Alive. Yeah, like I said, this is definitely like tying up loose ends because I don't know if you've thought about the Cardassian Romulan fleet in quite a while,
Not in
but
a long time.
yep, that's where we're at. Like, what happened to that Cardassian Romulan fleet? Dr. Bashir isn't going anywhere. He's just a doctor, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. In other words, shut up, woman. You were capable of anything. No, she's much more vindictive than that. I feel like her taking the clean operas is like equivalent to somebody taking like our Xbox or something.
Yeah. I'm scared.
You have a tendency to misplace things. Yes. I mean, there you go. Okay, guys.
All right,
Let's
we get
breathe some
it.
oxygen.
Okay, we get it. Calm
We
down.
get it. He's just going on a mission where he might die,
Yeah,
whatever.
not that
It's
big of a deal.
not like it's the first time.
Yeah. Can we stop pretending like this is a big deal? Like, come on.
Act like there are actual stakes involved.
Right, like, come on.
Sure, I can. I just gotta get on a ship.
Duh.
So, yeah, they haven't really said it yet, but they really do like each other. I don't think kind is a word that a lot of people would use for Garrick.
Yeah, no, not at all, actually.
There's just like a lot of people sitting somewhere in hell, like, you know what that guy did to me? And you're using the word kind. Oh. La la la.
Glad I could help, I guess.
It's all very Cardassian-y. Man, her father would hate this if you saw that.
Right?
Oh, wait. There he is.
Yay!
Man, if I had a nickel for every time this happened. Like, I hope at this point you see why I love Garrick, that he has his life being threatened, and he takes a minute to, like, throw a jab at Dukat.
You're embarrassing me. Stop.
I hope one day to be that sure of myself that it doesn't matter my life's being threatened, I can
Right.
still be sarcastic ass. That's probably true. That's, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
We know the other side of the gene pool, so
yeah.
Definitely doesn't get it from him.
Oh, he's lying.
He had to get his ship repaired. Which, again, another loose end. Dukat with the bird of prey. I never really thought about how much this episode completely is. Like, I knew it was a big deal, but it is a pivot point for a lot of different storylines
Yeah.
into the Dominion War.
That's funny.
At least he, at
Thanks,
least
Worf.
Worf has
Thanks
a
for making
plan.
me laugh. I needed that. Well done.
He's low key like one of the funniest characters on Star Trek.
Yeah.
I want to see Garrick in the academy so bad. And none of those skills would be useful in the academy? Come on. Who's being naive now, Worf?
No, you don't. You don't regret a single thing. Come on now.
I love that this is how he provides himself with in-flight entertainment.
Yep.
What are you fucking high?
Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. That's why I constantly lie.
Yeah.
For example, I'm not actually me. I really need to be better at my lying. I'm not following Garrick's example very well.
I've been me the whole time. You thought I was not me, but I was me.
Yeah, the way I said it definitely put that in my head, but that's because I just watched the newest episode of Game Changer today. Well, whose fault is that? She is a Bajoran, after all. Yeah, she's half Bajoran. She's half Bajoran. She's entitled to learn about her backward superstitions. Like what, Ducat? She's a teenage girl. It only makes it worse if you try and stop it. It, like, they don't really get into the full details of it, but I think he even says it. It's heavily implied that Garrick is responsible for Ducat's father's death. He doesn't whisper poison. He says the poison out loud. He whispers nice things. God, you barely even know the man. That's fair. Dun dun dun. You've betrayed me. These two were being too friendly to each other for the last, like, few times we've seen them.
You broke his heart.
And more importantly, not his penis.
Yep. All I wanted to do was break his little head, not his big head.
Actually, that was the one thing that the actress that played Kiernery said, like, never, ever Ducat. Anybody else, but not Ducat. Yeah, why aren't you avoiding unnecessary risk, Worf? Very clear. Yeah, let's go through that nebula. Sure, nothing's bad in the nebula. The truth is out there.
Yep.
I've heard that about space. I hate it when you make good points because I know you don't mean any of it.
Right? That's what I was thinking too. I was like, God, he seems so earnest, but you know he's not.
I mean, I think he would just say, both things could be true. I could not give a shit and it be true.
I mean, that's fair.
This nebula is actually a reused nebula from the movie The Wrath of Khan.
Oh, yeah?
Just recolorized and flipped. Yeah. Steady as she... Uh-oh. Console's beeping. That's never good. Uh-oh. Great googly moogly.
Oh, my.
We should probably turn around and go the other way now. This is the first appearance, if you look and see the different shape-shift, of a Jem'Hadar cruiser, which are much, much bigger and more powerful than the Jem'Hadar fighters that we've seen before.
Right. Oof.
Maybe we should have brought a different ship for this. Like any other ship? This episode really does sort of like throw it in the deep end because everything's been kind of quiet, and now we have a fleet of the Dominion on the border of the Alpha Quadrant ready to invade. Well, that's over.
Oh no.
So many people have that exact reaction whenever Garak
Home.
says something.
Well, they're dead.
So dead. Yeah, she spent 7 months inside of her belly. She's like the world's most overprotective aunt. I mean, that's the same with Ordo, but it probably was gas when he was a human. The message from Worf is just, oh shit. Build up and then death. That probably means nothing. Sir, permission to go change my pants. I have a yellow alert of my own. That's never something you want to hear from your commanding officer.
Right.
Whoa, what lovely decor. That is true. He does talk too much. So, this episode obviously becomes a prison break
Yeah.
episode. Interestingly enough, they originally thought of the idea with Eddington as the one in a prison with the Dominion.
I mean,
Meh.
it would have been interesting.
Yeah, they didn't go with it because they didn't think the care like people were behind the character enough.
Yeah.
But they obviously liked the idea of a prison break, which is why they, kept it for this.
Yeah.
La 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 la. Only 2 or 4 hours.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Dukat and Bajoran shrines don't mix very well. And that in no way is foreshadowing for a few season or so from now. Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
I mean, he's trying to save your life.
Is he?
No, he's trying to get her away from Garrick, but still. It could be both.
It could be like five different things in this episode, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ready for all the different twists that are coming in this two-parter. So many twists. That's what I said about your mother.
Got him. Another.
What?
What?
Man, just some throw pillows and some nice hanging like curtains. This place would be all right. So yeah, I did mention the last time we saw the changeling Martok that we would see the real one.
Yeah.
And this is where he shows up. So, this right there, that line confirms that every time we saw Martok, even before all the stuff, the Dominion, it was a changeling because he had never met Worf. So, yeah, this is literally the first time we're meeting the real Martok at all.
Who?
Who said?
Who said?
That's probably true. Oh, good. I mean, to be fair, you got your prisoner too, so. Well, since you said it. Thanks. Glad we had this reunion.
Right.
What's he doing here? Yeah, it's going to affect the hell out of everybody. The way, not again, all this continuity in one episode. Remember when there wasn't any continuity? They just mentioned the Borg attack, you know, the one in the movie we watched, First Contact.
Jesus.
So much continuity.
They just mentioned it all.
It's like everything that actually happens matters now. Yeah, we gotta prevent the fleet. Couldn't you just like say, hey, prophets, don't let anybody through the wormhole for a bit? Listen, if it's your religious thing or the Alpha Quadrant, Do we have to like tell the Bajorans we're gonna do it? No, I feel like this is better beg for forgiveness than ask for permission type of
Yeah.
thing. He's gonna have a long way home. Where did he get that drink? Anybody? He was just sitting
Right?
there without his drink. Like, did he bring his own alcohol to the briefing meeting
I mean,
just to gloat?
it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, no, you have no idea. But who could it be? Bum, bum, bum.
Wait, what?
So, yeah. 4 weeks
Oh no.
I've been talking about a big thing happening and the implications in different episodes we watched. Can't test Breen, they have no blood. So because he's wearing that uniform specifically, it means that the Dr. Bashir that performed brain surgery on Sisko was a changeling. It means that he was either unable or unwilling to save the baby changeling. It just brings up like
Why?
so many
What?
things.
It
Yeah.
makes no sense.
It makes sense that he. So. With the Captain Sisko thing, it makes sense that he would cut him off from the profits because it hurt the Federation getting Bajor into their alliance.
That's
As
fair.
far as the baby changeling thing, that one's a little bit more ambiguous. Because even when Odo again meets the changeling and says, "Ha, look at me, I'm a changeling again," like she's like, "What makes you think that wasn't part of our plan all along," or something like
Yeah.
that. So. That one they're kind of up in the air about. But yeah. Also, just because of the way Deep Space Nine was written, the guy who plays Bashir had no idea he was a changeling at the time, so it did not affect in any way how he was playing those episodes,
Ah,
which
that's
I think
smart.
yeah, which makes it actually kind of perfect.
Yeah.
What the hell? About damn time. God damn 20-something year olds, why won't you just listen to your father you met like 2 years ago?
Right?
That's fair. I mean, even I know that about him. Oh, so much subtext. Yeah, you should listen to him. He'll never be back. By the way, Garrick, I don't think you're allowed to say like confidential stuff like that just to
Right?
convince your daughter to leave the station.
So be it. That's a little harsh.
I mean, he was trying to save her life. I mean, come on.
It's also a cool parallel to when Jadzia wants to go on the mission with Kang and the other Klingons in Blood Oath. He says, fine, go or accompany us and be damned. He's on his way out, everybody. I hope that my enemies won't be there in the afterlife, because that'd be a lot of people to kick my ass. Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. By the way, another fucking reference, the Romulan ambassador that he killed as a gardener in Romulus that he talked about with Odo. Just telling you, all the fucking references are in this episode. Bum, bum, bum.
What? Oh.
So you've told me. It was your favorite bedtime story.
I mean, you're dying. You're literally dying. Like,
In the original way that they wrote the scene, he does admit that he's his father and says that he loves him, but the producer just didn't like how that sounded because that's not the character.
Right.
I feel like this is a much more genuine way that the character would do what he wanted. See, that's almost as good as a hug.
Yeah.
I really do think that was a very good rewrite. Like that is exactly how a Cardassian spy master actually goes out without actually saying anything. Like, does anybody else have anything they want to do while we're here? I mean, to be fair, your crew hasn't faced this crisis specifically. This is
Right?
a very, I mean, you did face the Klingons, but it feels different this time. Fuck you off. The way the fucking imposter changeling said, "Here goes nothing," he was clearly just fucking with them without them knowing.
Right.
But who the fuck could have done that? Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Dun dun dun. And there's part one.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Miyazaki.
no. Quite a cliffhanger. So I'm not even going to read the description because there's another twist coming that I don't want to give away
Okay.
yet. So I won't even read the description. But yeah, part two is called By Inferno's Light. And it's a very good part two, but we'll get to that after next week's Voyager. Yeah, what did you think of the episode?
I mean, me like I said, me likey. I liked it.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I told you because it's about how television evolves. It does get to that point where, yep, everything that happened does matter. It's just it took a while for the series to evolve to a point where it's like what you're used to now,
Right.
basically. But that's because they were kind of inventing that format the entire time. Yeah, no, I really love this episode. It's one of those another one that makes me fall in love with Garak just because he's so goddamn sassy in every situation in this episode. Anywho, so yeah, this Wednesday I believe should be Psych,
Psych, got him.
mostly because I think Burn Notice isn't available anywhere without ads, so it's like it is. And yeah, we'll watch the first episode and we'll talk about how the whole thing went different and how there are characters that don't exist in this episode that will exist in others and so on and so forth. So yeah, just being very vague. Other than that, I think we're all set. I do have to keep getting caught up with Chaos at Ringside stuff. I haven't seen Collision yet, but I will. I don't know if you heard, but Dynamite had like its lowest rating basically ever
Oh, no
in
shit.
its regular time slot. Yeah. Which I part of me think, like, I thought about it. It's like, it's probably just because of the stupid schedule change. I'm guessing that's what happened because they weren't on the regular for Rampage or Collision. So a bunch of people just didn't even think to look at Dynamite. I don't know.
I
But it
mean,
isn't a
I don't
good
know,
thing.
man. There's March Madness going on right now that's been on
Yeah.
TBS. So I don't know if like that's messed with stuff.
Honestly, the only problem is that like WWE's ratings have been really, really good. I mean, I know they're building to
I mean, it's
WrestleMania,
WrestleMania.
but they're not seeing any of the dip that like AEW's seen.
I mean,
So,
they're building to WrestleMania though, so I mean, it makes sense.
yeah. Anyway, we'll talk more about this when we get to Chaos Ringside next Wednesday. But yeah, I hope everybody has a good week, and I hope you enjoy the 2-week cliffhanger. We'll see you soon.
Dosers!